Vayter in Shasra and Shavuos Daf Vav, picking up on Hamad Beis by the middle of the page, the next part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shein Arba, those of Negoyim are two which are four. Now, what does that mean? Tananas, well, we know what it means, but Tananas, we have a Mishnah that says, this is in Negoyim, the very first Mishnah, Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shein Arba, two that are four. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Shnayim Ksuvim Se'es Ubaheres. It says Se'es and Baheres. Those are written out explicitly. And it also says the word Sapachas. But the Sapachas ain't a shame nega. It's not the name of a nega. Tidal Kaman. Eloloshan Tafel Achem. Sapachas means secondary to something. But it doesn't mean that it itself is an actual type of nega. Right? That it itself is something. Shein Arba. Yeshlecha L'Rabos Lahem. Beis Toldos Mirbuye De Sapachas Tidal Kaman. We have to learn out the things that are Toldos that are secondary to it. So here we go. Baheres, if you look at the actual pasuk, the pasuk says Adam ki yihyeh b'orisaro se'es o sapachas o baheres, and that's what we remember. Don't forget over here that we're talking over here. The word sapachas is not really one of them, but it's se'es o sapachas. Put those a little bit in parentheses. O baheres. So says the Gemara now, Maris Nagoyim Shnayim Shein Arba, Baheres Azda Kesha. Look, what's Baheres, which is the second one that's mentioned in the Pasuk of the two, Seis and Baheres. Baheres is Azda Kesha. It's white like snow, right? Strong, strong snow. Says Rashi, Azda Levana Biyoser. Look, come on, unfortunately, we're going to know where we're learning from. Shnia La Kesed Heichal. What's Tafel to it, secondary to it, that is Sid HaHeichal. That's the lime of the Beis Hamikdash of the Heichal. The sanctuary used to get replastered with this type of sid. Se'es kitzemer lavan. What's se'es? We'll call that number two. That is like tzemer lavan, like white wool. Shniela kikrum beitza. Secondary to it is like the membrane of an egg. Okay, now the Gemara wants to know, so Amar Rav Chanina, Mantan Amar Snagoyim, who is this, the author of our Mishnah, that says this Maris Negoyim over here? Now again, let's just get clear over here. We're going to call this 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1 is Baheres, which is white like snow. Number 2 is Se'es, which is wool. And those are both Avos. Now beneath those, we have what's Sid HaHeichal, number 3, and the egg membrane, that's number 4. So we have Baheres, number 1, it's Tolda, is number 3. Number 2, which is wool, Tolda, is number 4. Now, our Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Akiva. Look, Rabbi Akiva. You know why? De'i Rabbi Akiva. If you want to say it's Rabbi Akiva, so then we're going to have a little bit of a problem. Kevin Amar, since Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that says, Amar, Zu Lamala Mizu, Vazu Lamala Mizu. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that these four different colors of Tzaras combine only in order. In other words, this one above this one, and this one above that one. So one with two, two with three with four, but he can't have one with three and two with four. Right, if you go and you do this type of thing and you want to order it like that, you want to call them avos and malachos, right? So that it's like snow and wool are the avos, lime and membrane are the toldos. Now we've removed number three, that is the lime, the sid heichal, from combining with anything. Tiharta meaning like you've purified it, you've like kind of like removed it out of it. It says Rashi, Im kain dehu shanam beloshan avos v'toldos, tiharta mara hasid mitzarif. It can't combine anymore. Did mitanya lesid shnia baheres velo tanya nami shnia leseis. Very af mi se'es, ibchusa shvamina sfirale latana de lo basmina de se'esi ve lo mitztarfi bahada. Right, what's happening is that we know that number one and number three are connected, number two and number four are connected, but number three is not connected to one because two is blocking it. You have one, two, and three, so two is blocking three, and you can't compare two and three because it's not its min. You can't compare three and four because they're not connected. They're not mean one connected to the other either. So that's another thing. More so that. But how do you mean lithography? Which other one do you want to combine it with? Which one do you want to combine number three with? The lime with? Litzarfe Bahadi Baheres. If you want to combine it to Baheres, which is the Av, which is the first one, the snow one, number one. Ika Se'es Adifamine. But we know Se'es, which is the wool, which is one right above it, is stronger than number three. And it's blocking it, so therefore you can't actually go ahead and connect the two. and Litzaris Bahadi Seis, and if you want to go ahead and combine it with number two, it's Seis, Lav Tolda Didehud. It's not its own Tolda. So therefore, the Tanav Mishnah can't be Rabbi Kiva, because then it would come out that number three can't be Mitzarif with anything. It wasn't even Mitzarif. That means in order to be that it's Saras, it's got to be the level, the size of a gris. And if, let's say, each one is half a gris, it can combine one with the other, but not if you can't combine them. So therefore, it must be it's not our Mishnah. In fact, if you want to say that we have the problem that three is not connecting, what do you mean? Krum beit zanami. Number four, also, the egg bean root also can't connect to anything, because the hadi man, let's say, remember, this is going in descending order of whiteness. The snow white, wool white, lime white, remember, like going lower, lower, and lower, and lower. So what's the number four going to combine with? Let's say about this, says, we want to go and combine it with Seis, which is number two, which is the wool, four with two, but you can say the other mine, but Sid is, it's whiter than it, and it's blocking it. Let's say about hadi Sid, you want to say let's combine it with Sid, la bar mineu, it's not its own min over here. So you have a question on that one also. Says Gemara, no. Beep, turn the page. Vav Amud Aleph. Hi, Mai. How are you comparing my question to your question? My question was number three can't combine with two because it's not its own min, lime with wool. And number three can combine with snow because wool is blocking it. And then you want to say, well, number four also? No, you can't compare it. You know what? Because Bishlama below Sid Heichal Krum Beitza Lokasha. The only thing that's really causing us a problem with connecting with Rabbi Kiva to our Mishnah is the question of number three. Because Bishlama below Sid Heichal Krum Beitza Lokasha. Because Sid Heichal, if that wasn't an issue, Krum Beitza, number four, wouldn't be an issue. Da'afagav de Krum Beitza mitatoi de Seis, even though Krum Beitza, the egg membrane, is mitatoi de Seis, it's below Seis, in this case it's two levels below, Rabbi Kiva would still agree that they're going to combine. You know why? Because Rachmana Amar, the Pasuk says, Vila Seis Vila Sapachas. Oh, fascinating. Seis and Sapachas means the thing that is below it, which is secondary to it, and then Vila Baharis. So Sapachas Tfeilila Seis, saying Sapachas is sub to Seis, Afagav de Minachta Minaituva, even though it's much lower than it, skips another level, it goes from number two to number four, it's okay. Ela Sid Heichal Kasha, but Sid Heichal Taka is a Kasha, because we don't have the word over there, Sapachas by Baharis, therefore, Ela Machvata Masisno Rabbi Akiva, Masra Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Now, for the Gemara, the Heicha Shamin and Leila Rabbi Akiva, Zulam Alamazu. When did we hear this idea of Zulam Alamazu? Says Rashi, the Kapit Aseder Milus Hatsirif, that he's Makbid on the Milus, on the different levels, in order of the order of the colors, 1, 2, 3, and 4, in order to go out to combine them. Ilem Mihad Tanya, if you want to say that we learned it from the following Brisa, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Zakt Rabbi Yosi, Shal Yeshua Benosh Rabbi Akiva, Me Rabbi Akiva. He came along, and his son of Rabbi Akiva came along, and he asked, that would be Yeshua, he asked the following question. Who is this Rabbi Yeshua? Says Rashi, who Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Akiva Kirecha, he was bald, Kedemir Mevchoros, Chutzman Kareach Hazeh. So if one says Yeshua ben Karcha, Tzakma Yeshua is the son of Rabbi Akiva. Why is it that the Mishnah says this Lashon over here? It says that Maris Negoim, appearances of Negoim, are two that are four. Meaning, why are you saying these by name? You're going in name. Just say, you know, anything that's like crumming up is going to be tame, and everything's going to join together. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva said back. What exactly are you asking me? Ve'im lav mayomru, says Rashi, machzer hoyash mefarish mahu shol. He said, I understand, what exactly are you asking? So he says back to him, yomru, let him just say, mikrum beitza ulamala tame, like we just said, from krum beitza, which is the lowest one, and up is going to be tame. Says Rashi, explaining this, that the yomru mikrum beitza ulamala tame, acha she'in lanu chiluk b'maros luban lamayla mikrum beitza, Ela Dalid Maros. We only have four Maros in total. These four Maros. Hayol Yomu Kol. Let him just say Kol Mara Luban Shehu Mikrum Lamala. Any white color which is from Krum, egg membrane, and up Tame. The Kaimer Lam Musachem Daf Gimel Beis. The Olam Yishana Adam LaTalmido Derech Kitzara. V'Lam Iskiru Shmosam. Say it. Teach it very simple and concise. Why are you going ahead and you're saying it in such a long fashion over here? Says Gemara Amar Lo. He says back Lo Mer Shem. meaning in order to make sure, they put these four things in this order to teach that they combine one with another. And Rashi says, L'kach shinu b'sidrum lomer l'cha shekesedra zeh mishnasan v'kach tarzuv. From this order, that's going to be the tzir of the combinations. And Rashi continues, V'dainin od yodin be'ezah seder. We don't know what it is. Who's showing that he's teaching us? It will be tshuvas b'noan u'bayim l'mod. From the answer of his son, we come to learn that. Amr lo, so Yeshua's son says back, v'yomu mikrum beitza u'lamala tamei u'mitstar from zeh mzeh. So let us say straight up that anything which is white from an egg membrane and up is going to be tamei, and they combine one with the next, and therefore you have everything. You have to say two that are four, etc. Amr lo says, no, it says back to him, v'yomu l'cha is coming to teach you, kol kohen she'ino baki behen u'bishmos any coin which is not a bucky in their names, they have to know them, be an expert, know their names, can't be somebody who's checking whether this is considered saras or not. You got to be able to recognize it, and you got to be able to name it. Now, the formatting of his question was a very particular way, which is going to lead us to see how he holds, and that how Rabbi Akiva holds. Right? When it uses, he doesn't say from, the lashon he said is from the egg membrane up is tamei, which is level four, but not from the lime, number three and up. Me the lo amarle, from the fact that he doesn't say this also to Rabbi Akiva, shma mina de shmia le Rabbi Akiva, da amar kulu levahade se'es mitstarfen. All the other three are actually connecting to se'es. Whereas our Mishnah is saying, right, so that would be Seis, we said, is number two. So number two is connected to number one, number two is connected to number three, and number two is connected to number four. That's what he's saying, that it's also number four, whereas the Tanakhama is saying number two is only connected to number three because of Avos and Toldos and those that are connected to it. In fact, the Gemara is not a Raya. V'doma Seis v'tol desa b'heres v'tol desa. Maybe Rabbi Shua knew Rabbi Kiva's opinion that the four shades combine in the order of Se'es and its secondary thing, which is the egg, right? The egg membrane, which is number four, and the Beharis and its secondary, which is the lime. And Rabbi Shua really did say that you have to do this double formula to be said over here. If you don't have a right from this price, the Rabbi Kiva's in that Rabbi Kiva, in Rabbi Kiva's view, that four shades combine in order of intensity. You don't have a rye over here. So we're still left with, where do we know that Rabbi Akiva holds this idea that it goes according to that the difference that the four shades combine in order of intensity? Elimi the Rabbi Chanina, we could hold that Rabbi Akiva says that he lists the shades of Tsaras in order of intensity from Rabbi Chanina, Dabar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal the Rabbi Akiva. What is comparable? Rashi says Seder Tzirufin, the order of there being Mitzarif, of combining things together. The Arba Kosa Shel Chalav, compared to four cups of milk. Echad Nafal L'Tochu Shtei Tipin Shel Dam. In one cup, two drops of blood fell into the milk. So now the milk isn't going to be as vibrant and as white as it once was. And ve'echad nafal l'tocho arba tipin shel dam, another one, four drops fell in, and therefore it's even darker. Ve'echad nafal l'tocho shmona, 1/8 fell in. Ve'echad nafal l'tocho shtemeser tipin, 12 drops fell in over there. Ve'amrila shesher tipin, some say 16, so it goes like 2, 4, 8, 16, is like doubling. Okay, 12 or 16. Shakulan maros loven hin, all of them are different shades of white. Elisha zela maila mizeh, vizela maila mizeh. Except this one is more intense in of its whiteness than the other one, this one more than the next one. So what do you think from this analogy? That Rabbi Akiva's order of combination, we see Rabbi Akiva rules that the four shades combine in order of intensity. Like we said, after the Gemara, Emer the Shammah, no, maybe not, because Emer the Shammah tell Rabbi Akiva Pasuch. We could say that what you learned about that Rabbi Akiva is talking about in reference to when things are mixed. Rashi says mu'rav, pasuk is mu'rav, right? So you have the white and the red that gets all mixed together. B'chalok mishametlei. But did you learn this? Do we know what you would hold when it comes to something which is pure white, which is its original color? Like we said, the snow white and the wool white and the, you know, the membrane and the lime, which that is the lime white, which that is the actual color without things mixed into it. In other words, maybe Rabbi Akiva would even be maskim to this Avos and Toldos situation.
when it comes to things that are pure. V'chite miki hechi d'shamet le b'pasuch.
If you want to say, well, this is like with pasuch and hachi shamet le b'chalach, and there's no reason to have any difference when it comes to the idea of pasuch and shalach. Why should there be any difference between the two of them? B'chalach as well. Pasuch gufim mi shamet le. Is it really true about the mixed spot situation? Did you hear this? That they combine in order of intensity? V'atani, we learned in a b'raisa. There's a switcheroo over here. V'atani, we was in a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Adam dam shebazeh vishe bazeh ki yayin hamazug b'mayim. The reddish type of this one and of that one, which we're going to explain in just a minute, meaning of the first two pure white cheese of Tzaras that are on the list, ki yayin hamazug b'mayim is like wine diluted with water. Right, the earlier part of the Mishnah, which is instead over here, Bishmael says that the Beheres Pasuach, he compares it to wine diluted with snow, and the lime Pasuch, to blood diluted with milk. Both of these are going to bring out a shade of white that are strongly impacted by the color red. Rabbi Akiva argues that the appearance of both of these Pasuchs is like wine diluted with water, in which the mixture is of the mixture of the redness is not so strong. Right. So Ella shall baharis azakashelig vishel sid dea hemeno. The difference between the two is the fact that the whiteness of the baharis pasuch is intense like snow, even though there's a little bit of red over there. Vishel sid dea hemeno, but that of lime is dea, it's more, it's a lighter, it's dimmer, a dimmer color change over there. Beep, turn the page. Vav amud beis. V'misa. And if it's really true, like you want to say, the Rabbi Akiva lists the four shades in the order of intensity. Says Rashi V'misa, the tzemer achar shelik tani lei, shel tzemer dea himenu mibay lei. He should have said, instead in the Mishnah, he should have said, the whiteness of the wool, pasuch, is dimmer. But he don't do that. He goes in a different order, right? In terms of intensity, you'd have wool that comes after snow, white, baharis. But the order that Rabbi Akiva does use, we see that he puts the four shades, not in order of intensity, but in the order of the Mishnah in Negayim, baharis is white like snow. Secondary to it is the lime, and that they combine in that order. And for the Gemara, Amri and Achinami. Yup, Rabbi Akiva does say, it comes out in the Mishnah, that not that lime is dimmer, but the wool is dimmer. V'tanya, as we have a b'raisa. I'm assuming this is b'nichusa. Rabbi Nassan Omer. Nassan says that lo shamar Rabbi Akiva is explaining Rabbi Akiva. Lo shamar Rabbi Akiva shall sid dea himenu, ela shall tsemer dea himenu. It's not that Rabbi Akiva is saying that the white of the lime, lime pasuch, is dimmer, but rather that tsemer, that of when it's of wool, is actually dimmer. We nolan de baharis azi. Okay, now the Gemara goes, okay, now hold on 1 second. We keep saying this concept that baharis is like the most intense white. How do we know that? Where do we get that from? Amar Abaye, Amar Kor, the Pasuk says, v'im baharis levanahi, and if it is a white baharis, he levana v'inacharis levana, which is implying that it is white, this type of thing, this baharis, and nothing else is so pure white. Tana Rabbanan. Baharis amuka. This idea of the tzaras, says Rashi, amuka v'gavoa lav dafka kamar ela nires kamuka. Not dafka amuka, that it's deep, but it looks like it's deep. Tzaras, if a person gets tzaras of baharis, it's going to look deep. V'cheinu omer, and similarly it's wewewewewez umar e amuk menaor, and its appearance is deeper than the skin. Right? Now it's not actually deeper, it's the same level as the skin, but because of the discoloration, it makes it look like it's a nice practical, you know, like a little illusion, right, to make it look like that. Kemar e uchama amuk menatzel, similar to the appearance of the sun, which is deeper than the shade around it. Something lighter gives an appearance of deeper down, lower down than something which is darker. Se'es, what does it mean? It says the word se'es. Ein se'es ela gavoa. The lashon of se'es is the lashon of gavoa. It's the lashon of high. So a person says, I'm getting se'es. You know, with those kids, their code words, what they're saying. Ela gova. V'chinu omer, al kol ha'arim ha'ramim v'al kol ha'gavos ha'nisa'os. Upon all the high mountains, upon all the raised up hills.
Sapachas, what's that? In Sapachas, Ela Tfela. The Lashon of the Sapachas, which we've said so far a number of times, excuse me, is Tafel, something which is Tafel to it. V'cheinu Omer, someone says, V'omer Sefacheni Na. And he will say, annex me, please. Right, this is in Shmuel Aleph. Eli HaKohen, who's a Kohen Gadol, is being told by the Navi and the... he's being told by the Navi that his Kohen Gadol status is going to leave from his family and will come from another line of Kohanim. And his kids are going to have to come before the new Kohen Gadol and say, Sefacheni, annex me, please, to one of the Kohanic shifts, meaning allow me to be a secondary to them. And therefore, the concept of Sefer means a subcategory of such a thing. Ashka Tufel to it. Ashka Tfela L'Se'es, we find that Se'es has something which is Tufel to it. Because right, it says the word sepachas in it, in the actual pasuk. Tefillah l'baharis minolan. What about something which is tufel to a baharis? Says Rashi, l'rabbanan kami ba'ale. Dilu Rabbi Akiva, lesle ribui tefillah l'baharis. He doesn't have that, Rabbi Akiva. So going to Rabbanan, Tanakama, what do they do with it? Where do they get the tufel to baharis? Amar of Zera, nemra levana baseis. The word levana, white, is mentioned by seis. Another source for this. The word sapachas is put in between seis and baharis. It's meant to be gone double way, in double direction there. Seis vatsemer lovan. Okay, now the Mishnah in the Goyim said, we brought this up, like Aleph and Gaim, we brought this up in on Hanra Bays, that Se'es Katsemer Lovin. Se'es is like white wool. My Tsemer Lovin, what do you mean by that? White wool. Amar Bibi Amar Avasi, Tsemer Nuki Bin Yomo, Shamechabnin Bo Lemelas. It's talking about the clean wool of a day old newborn lamb, around which is tied. A covering to protect it from getting dirty for future use for a wool garment, says Rashi. Ben Yomo, Biyom Hivoldo, the day that it's born. Mechabdin, Loshon Harechelim Yotzos Kibunos, Sukumo, Tinasin Kibunasi, etc. Okay, the point is, like we just said. Next. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Mashal, we brought earlier about a mashal of Rabbi Akiva with the white and the red blood, 2, 4, 8, 12, or 16. Now Rabbi Chanina is going to give a mashal for the Rabbanan. Mashal de Rabbanan, lo adav v'dome. The lashon of the Rabbanan, the order that they go with the four shades that they combine, to what it's compared to. L'trei malche, l'trei ifarche. Like two kings and two ifarche, these two governors. Malko shelzeh, l'mayelu mimalko shelzeh. The king of this governor is more prominent than the king of the other one, the governor of this one is higher than that one. So 1, 2, 3, 4 is king, governor. This seems to be similar to the way Rabbi Akiva explains it. Rather, the opinion of the rabbis, we explain that the king of this governor is more prominent than his own governor. So the comparison is just like each governor follows his king, so to each Tolda follows its Av and combines with it. Rav Adar Ad Ba Amar, Kegon Malka V'Alkafta Rufila V'Rishkalusa. For an example, this would be a king, Alkafta Rufila, and Resh Galusa. Rashi explains Alkafta. It's a high-ruling official that's similar to a king, but lower. So you have a king, then an al-kafta, and then you have a rofila, which is someone who's below the king, and a resh galusa, which is the title for the person who serves like the political leader of the Yidden of Bavel from Gullus Bavel until it went to. And he had like a chashuva status, and he was below a al-kafta. Says Rashi, Ifrichus shel al-kafta. Hai zeh lamal mizeu. What do you mean? But this illustration here is like Rabbi Akiva, that the four shades combine order of intensity, like this one above this one. So the Gemara says, Ela kigon malka verufila valkafta vereskalusa. we can explain the Tanakhama like this. A king, a Rufila, an Al-Kafta, and a Reish Galusa. When they come in pairs, the king with his subordinate close behind him, and the Al-Kafta with his one behind him. And that's the comparison to Beharis and its Tolda, and says with its Tolda according to the Tanakhama. Rava Mar Kigon Shvor Malka Vekesar. It's like Shvor Malka, it's King Shapur. Right? He was a big king. Rashi says Melech Pras, Vekesar Melech Romi. Kolechid Yeshlo Ifrichus, each one had their own person. So you had King Shapur, Shvor Malka, Vekesar, and the Caesar, each had a subordinate. Amalera Papala Rava. Hemi Nayodif, which one is more Chashiv? Melech Shvor, Rashi Shvor, or Kesar? Amarlei said, "Bechushaya ka'achale." Do you literally eat in the forest? In other words, are you living in a forest? Our modern day, that would be like, what are you living under a rock? Rashi says, "Aisha zeh mutman be'yari." This guy's in the forest. Kol yom is all day. Shelo shama betivishal malchus Romi v'hutzich lishozas. He doesn't understand the power of Rome, the Roman Empire. They used to go and ask this question. Of course, Rome is greater, right? So Rapapa realized this, but his question was actually brought by Rava's mentioning of King Shapur before mentioning the Caesar. And he did it because he was a Persian, he was under Persia, and he was scared what would happen if he didn't do it in such a way. So, Pukhazi tivat daman sagidalma, go out in the world and see who's ruling the world. V'seichul kol ara usedushinas v'sadikina. Pasuk in Daniel. It shall devour the whole earth and tread upon it and break it into pieces. Rav Yochan Zuromi Chayevis. This is the wicked Rome. This is Targum Shel Risha. Shner Vakor Lehem Gavul Risha. Shetiva Yatza Bechol Olam Kulo. Whose authority spread throughout the entire world. Yeah, so obviously they're stronger. Ravida Amar, Kegon Glima Damar Vishakhe. The Chacham's opinion is like, and now you can compare it to a woolen garment, a new white wool garment, and a worn out one. Stina Dikitna Vishakhe, a white linen garment, and a worn out one. Rashi explains that what does this mean? That Ravina Amar Mashal Derabanan Kegon Glima De Amar De Imra Shehu Meluban Kishe Hu Chadash. When it's white, when it's new, it's white. Velibuna Mavik, it's very white. Harbi Yosef Mishel Talas Yishana. Uglima De Kitna Vishachke Shachadash Lovan Harbi Mishel Yashin. The new one's much whiter than the old one. Vachadash Shelzu Vishelzu Krovas Yoshovas, but they're very similar. The new is the both of them. Kacha Beheres Gavua Harbi Minasid Shehu told us so. The Beharis is much brighter than that of its told of the Sid. And the Avos, though, are very similar one to the next. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.